Thanks for locking in with 77 Flavors of Chicago. We're your host, Dario.
And I'm Sarah, and I hope you're ready to learn with us.
Today, y'all, we talking about a hood classic for City.
Stop.
We're talking about a hood classic. But first, did you know Ford City is the largest mall in Chicago outside of anything downtown? Did you know that?
No.
You did not know that? I'm going to still give you a coin.
That is loud.
Damn, turn my bad, y'all. Man, all the way. Hey, y'all got coins?
Why do you always do that?
I don't know, man. I just keep forgetting.
Thanks, man.
Don't do that. I wasn't calling you, man.
What were you calling? Who were you calling?
That's just a term of endearment. Same. No, that's
all
worse.
Right, term of endearment. I'm going to start calling you man.
No, don't do that. Don't do that, playboy. Okay, all right.
What if I start calling you chief?
No, don't do that. No, uh-uh. Partner.
Captain.
No, big dog. Big dog. I hate when people be like, hey, man, hey, chief, come here. Now, stop.
No one says that.
Yes, they do.
People the person that says, hey, chief, is not pairing it with a.
No, hey. No, no, they saying hey.
Oh.
Hey, chief. You know.
Yeah. Because they, you know, they.
Do y'all
they,
like.
They this color.
Yeah.
Sarah, palm me.
Hey, Sarah, hey, wow.
Inside palm color.
Inside palm color.
As opposed to outside palm. They this emoji.
Stop it. Get out of here, man. Sarah Wallen. It's Monday morning, baby.
Good morning. And Dario's drinking tequila.
Hey, look, we're gonna test this out live.
So this is interesting. This is by the brand Sazerac, which also makes Fireball. It's called Shada Mango Shada.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meant to make a margarita with it. But this is straight tequila, but it's flavored tequila. It's mango jalapeno.
Hey, y'all ready to get saucy with your boy this early in the morning? Y'all ready? Hold on, wait.
You should be drinking coffee or something.
Should be. You should be. I can do whatever I want to do.
Wow. I could also do whatever I want to do.
That's true. Not you. I'm talking about the people. Damn, you took offense. Damn, slow down.
Bruh. I know. I did. Oh, so now I'm man and bruh. Okay.
No, that's a bruh like that. Anyway, how was your weekend? What's the best part about your weekend, I should say?
Damn, about my weekend. Can we talk about my week?
Right. yeah, let's do that.
Well, what was the best part of your week?
Look at you going to change. Best part of my week, y'all. You catch your boy on...
You could talk about that next week.
What you mean? It's coming out.
Yes, I guess.
Oh, actually, so. Yeah, I mean...
You catch your boy.
Yeah, catch your boy. If you listen to this when it come out, September, but... September, on Saturday. If you listen to this on Monday. But if you listen to this later, you can actually find your boy on WGN's People to People, talking to Michael Mater, Chicago legend here. I'm talking about Black History Month and where food came from. Or kind of like the history of African-American food, Black people food, you know? You know, so catch a boy. I'm vibing on the TV again.
I love that.
That's the best part of my week is getting that email.
Nice.
But what about you?
I would say the saddest part of my week was that my jury duty, I wasn't called in. Because they said, hey, call us to see you're on standby. And I was so excited. I want to go to jury duty so bad.
Yeah, you almost forgot, though.
Well, I put it in my calendar for a reason because I knew I was going to forget.
Yeah.
So I called them and they said... Don't come down here. Damn. I was like, damn.
I ain't never been a jury. I'm probably never going to do jury duty.
Why? You've been pulled over too many times?
You know, me, we the Black people.
Do you think they know I'm Arab? I'm sure they do.
I don't think.
They probably know my blood type.
For the don't give it away.
Wow.
They probably like, what the hell? This is too many consonants in here.
They probably know my blood type. Yeah, I don't even know my blood type.
They definitely know. You know, I don't want to say, you know, they don't take Black people. Of course they do. You know what I mean? But like
they got to keep a token.
You know what I'm saying? But like, right, that's what
we
I feel like.
Need a token.
But at the same time, your boy got some tickets.
But here's the thing. This is my second standby jury duty that didn't get.
It's because you're a good citizen.
But I want to be on it.
No, why not? No, you don't.
Because it's fun.
You don't want that burden. You don't want to.
It's not a burden.
What if you get stuck with some wild shit?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want.
Yeah, I know you.
I want the drama.
We can never tell nobody though.
Why?
Because you ain't even about to have them people coming up in the house talking about like, hey, you was the one that said guilty.
Well, no, I hope it's not like something super serious. I just want it to be like silly.
I wonder what I wish I could.
I
go
want
to
it
one.
To be like someone stole someone's gnomes from their front yard.
You'd be like, oh, I know so and so. They'd be like, nah, get off the bench. Yeah,
that's what I want.
Get off
I don't want like murder.
You know,
That would
scare me. That's too much. That's I can't handle that. Because anybody murdered, guilty. I don't care.
What? No.
Yeah, you're right. See, that's why I'm not good for this.
Yeah.
Because like I need to break down. I need a lot of information. That's accurate. You said that's part of the process.
Yeah.
My boy.
It is my boy.
Anyway,
I'm still calling you my boy.
No, don't do that.
Why?
Please, what is going on with you today? What why you want to act like we homies?
We are homies.
No.
We're best friends.
Don't let people know that. Don't let people know that.
We are best friends.
We best friends. We ain't homies.
What is the difference?
Homies don't.
Depends. Homies. I mean, some homies do.
Homies don't.
They hey, do. So, sometimes they do.
Anyway, you ready to get this cracking?
Let's get it cracking.
But first, we're going to have a taste of this little drink. Drizzy.
Sorry's going to get drunk.
Boy, listen to this, y'all. This sounds dangerous. So you say this straight tequila?
I believe so. It's not really clear.
It smells delicious, though. Oh, boy. It's strong, y'all.
It's mango jalapeno.
Mm. Okay, let's see.
This is not sponsored by Sazerac, by the way, or mango.
Oh, that's not bad.
Really?
Oh, this is great. Oh. Actually. Got a little spice?
That's the jalapeno. Mm. It's meant to be like not too spicy, but spicy enough. Okay, all
right. That's good. Oh, I could rock with this. I could rock with this heavy.
Amazing.
Yeah, I could rock with this. Okay. Hold on. One more time, y'all. Okay.
So it's meant to be like a fun they're a fun new brand where like you dance on TikTok and drink it.
Shit, you're gonna be dancing on tables pretty soon if I keep drinking this. Shit, forget this.
Well, they make Fireball, which you know.
Yeah, this is boy, vibe. Hey, I'm about to smack this right now before hold on, let me slow down. All right, Ford City, y'all.
It's literally mango, jalapeno, and tequila.
Yeah, that's a good mix. That's a good mix. That jalapeno coming through. It's mellowing 20, out everything.
26%.
20 what this is 20 damn. Okay, that's what yeah. I'm gonna be saucy on this. Let's talk about Ford City, y'all. Talk about, if you're from Chicago, south side of Chicago primarily, because ain't nobody from the north coming.
No, that's not true. It's
pretty true. You know,
is it really?
Come on now. If you're north side, you stay up on the north side. Tell me where Ford City is and what it's like.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like what I'm saying is,
you're already saucy and you've had like two sips.
Not just being real. You know what I mean? I'm just being real. Damn. What? I got a little ash on me. I just noticed. I'm scratching my elbow. Goddamn. That vino is not doing its job. But anyway, yeah, like if you've been to, you know, south side, if you from south side Chicago, west side Chicago, you've been to Ford City.
Yeah.
This is part of our childhood, probably still part of our adulthood. But Ford City wasn't always a mall, obviously. You know right. what I mean? I think a lot of people know that.
Do they?
We don't know, but we're going to tell you. But
I guess like the name is indicative of the fact that it wasn't like you've questioned why is it called Ford City?
Right. Why is it like, called Ford City?
Where did that name come from? Maybe that took you down a rabbit hole. But, you know, a lot of people don't give a shit. So they just be going places.
Yeah. And so let's.
They also probably are not listening to this podcast.
Right,
they don't
care. Right. Yeah. Right. So let's talk about what Ford City was before Ford City. So in 1941, Pearl Harbor happened. Okay. And not a good thing. So after that happened, 1942. You said that's a weird transition. Yeah. The government.
The fact that you felt like you needed to say that it wasn't a good thing is also.
Some people probably don't know what Pearl Harbor is. I don't know. Actually, our demographic is old as hell. So like
they're not old as hell.
You're right. You're not old as hell. Y'all, the 27 year olds hold us down.
18 to 65.
We got a couple 60 some year olds in here. Anyway, the 1942, a year after Pearl Harbor, the government said, "Hey, look, got to build some planes. Got to build some. You know, get our defenses up." We got to go back on the offense. So what they did was they chose Chicago basically mm-hmm. to be the home for the huge plant that created the B-29 dyslexia engines for the planes.
Yep.
And so yeah, they built massive like open space where Ford City is and 10 building, the first building was massive, yeah. But the year after 1943, they built a total of
10 buildings.
And what, these were massive.
82 acres?
82 acres, tell them about it.
That's crazy. So it was 82 acres, and at the time that it was built, once it was completed, there was about 17,000 employees in mm-hmm. Ford's, well, it wasn't called Ford City at the time, but it was actually, wasn't it Dodge that,
yeah.
Yeah, it was actually Dodge. Dang. So it was their Chrysler
Chrysler?
Chrysler.
Chrysler. Chrysler. You mix the dog shit up with it. Chrysler.
Whatever. That brand of Dodge was in there building these engines, and 17,000 people worked there. And at the time, a lot of people started moving mm-hmm. to the South and West Sides because they didn't want to live too far from work. So that kind of created a boom. Midway Airport was there, kind of booming during the war. Because did you know that out of Midway Airport was the longest flight from, it was the first direct flight from Chicago to Japan?
Get the hell out of here.
It was an Air Force. Yeah, it was an Air Force from Chicago. So
oh, okay. Out of Midway. Well, a lot of shit came out of Midway. I'd imagine.
I know, but like that's a, it was like the first long flight. It was the longest flight for the Air Force.
Wow. Oh, for the Air Force.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It wasn't a
domestic. Commercial. Yeah, commercial. Yeah.
Domestic.
Not domestic. You know what I mean.
Commercial. You're drunk.
No. I just, didn't know what
the. Yeah, so people moved there. It was about 6 million square feet, which is insane.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How big is... Didn't we do this last week?
How big is an acre? 2 million square feet.
Well, how big was an acre. Yeah. And that's, an acre is what...
Two football fields. I don't know. Go back and listen to that.
Our own podcast. We up here like,
underground, there was 7,000 miles of underground piping and 15 miles of cable distribution that happened under there. And... Yeah, I mean, it was huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
It was a massive building.
But it was multiple things. So, yes, it was a plant for producing the B-29 engines. But after the war, there was no need for that anymore.
Yeah, so after the war, it kind of slowed down. But then it wasn't too much, time before it, the World War II was over that it became in use again. So after World War II, that's when Ford and Tucker, right?
Right. So Preston Tucker took over the factory, and he was hoping to build his futuristic Tucker Mobile, mm-hmm. Tucker Auto. But he only produced 51 vehicles.
I tell you one thing. That's why it's called the Tucker Mobile. I don't know if it's
Tucker Automotive.
What's your truck? It's a Tucker Mobile.
Yeah, but people drive a Ram.
But that's okay. That sounds different. I'm driving that Tucker.
Very close to rim.
Okay. That's fine. I mean,
what's wrong with the Tucker?
Exactly. It don't sound right. Man, I got my Tucker, boy. No, that don't sound right. I ain't driving that shit. Get that out of here.
That's fine. You drive a Honda, so who cares?
Hyundai ain't bad.
I know.
Hyundai. Like Sunday, not that.
Hyundai like Sunday.
Like anyway.
Hyundai.
we died.
We digress.
Digress. There it is. I was about to say diverge.
That works too.
Yeah, it do work.
Not as good.
This shit is hidden.
Yeah, we can all tell.
I'm getting introspective and shit.
But yeah, so they only produced 51 vehicles, and then Ford came in. They wanted to kind of set up to produce vehicles, but mm-hmm. they ended up actually making airplane engines.
Because the Korean War.
Yeah.
So, for the Korean War, that was right roughly 50, mm-hmm. 1950. That only lasted a few years too.
Yeah.
So the Korean War. Then they start building, like you said.
I do have a fun fact about a Ford connection. So the guy that built the plant, his name was Albert Kahn. Kahn.
Mm-hmm.
It's Khan.
Yeah.
He was the same guy that built Ford's 1910 assembly facility.
Mm.
He also built this, and before it was meant to be for Ford.
Oh, wow.
Kind of interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sidebar. I was reading up on the assembly line. It's crazy. We've had two conversations. Like, this is the second time or third time this season we've talked about the assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading about the assembly line because it did get started kind of early. When they came up with the idea, they were like, okay, this is cool, but they had to work it out. I think it was that, like, 1913 it could have been, right, is when they officially start using assembly line. And when they started doing assembly line, it was all bad. They were using shit by rope. That's how it first started. Wow. Yeah, so I was reading that. And so they were doing things by rope. And the workers actually didn't like the assembly line thought process because they were like, we working all these hours and we doing one thing over and over. It's monotonous. Yeah, and so they were like, this is a horrible idea. And things were actually getting messed up.
Yeah. I believe there's a study that says if you do the same task over and over and over again every single day, it leads to like severe depression.
Yeah.
Like it's meant to be that you change tasks. And I think that's why a lot of factories have taken up the initiative to like move people around. Like you're only assigned to a specific task. Yes, you do it until you do it very, very well. And then like you're moved and you start doing something different.
Yeah.
But in 1961, the building was sold to Harry Chadwick.
Yep.
And Tootsie Roll actually moved its manufacturing into one of the facilities.
Mm.
And in 1965, on August 12th, it was opened as a mall, hey. As a shopping center.
Cotton candy, sweet as gold, let me see your Tootsie Roll.
Guess who opened, who was there for the ribbon cutting?
Who?
Mayor Daley.
Hey.
And hey. 200,000
people. 200,000
people. 200,000 people showed up to the opening.
200,000 people.
Yeah.
Again, wow. Think about that. 200,000 people. A quarter million
now
people.
Now you're making me guess if the source is accurate.
That's a lot of people, man. That's a lot of people. I mean, but the mall was busting. Like, if you've been to, you know.
Maybe it was 20,000 people then.
Maybe
it was a typo in their notes.
Maybe. That's a lot of people.
Not my notes, though, because I read it multiple times. I was like, 200,000?
Yeah, right. Like, 200,000 people. That's yeah. a lot. I mean, I'm not going to doubt it because, like I said, the 470 is busting. And think, when that opened up.
And it's in a published book. So I.
Yeah, see, they came. That's they done went over that several times. 20 racks. 20,000 racks. That's 200,000. Sorry. That's a lot of people. Now that's, wow, what a time. It's 65, right? That's when it opened.
65, yeah. Yeah. August 12th, only a few days. Years and 6 days before my birthday.
Hey.
You know, my mom was born in 1963, August 9th.
Oh, she was 63?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
Old as hell now.
Saw that foreplant.
Yeah. Well,
you say that's it?
No. I do have some facts about malls in general because we did go inside the mall. I had never been to it before, so I really didn't know what to expect. It is pretty large.
Yeah,
It's one single floor. It's a single floor plant, mm-hmm. is what it was. So it's obviously a single floor mall.
You got a fun fact coming up. I feel it.
No, I'm just going to talk about malls in general. I have some statistics about. Well,
I was going to say before you say that, just say shit. This was the largest.
It was the largest single floor plant in the world.
In the world, y'all. Just look at Chicago. Here's the thing about Chicago. When we do it, we literally do it big.
Yeah.
Like it is. We are the best at everything we do.
Truly.
What is we the greatest? Period.
Mm-hmm.
This is Chicago podcast. So if you be like, go start that podcast. That city.
Damn!
Why did I this is a violent ass drink.
Yeah, your eyes are
happy to say
your eyes are don't do glossy. That to me.
My shit ain't glossy. I'm still here with you.
Okay,
I'm still here with the people. Right. This shit smacking them.
But some facts about malls. Capital One actually compiled a list of statistics about what's been happening with them. An average of 1,170 malls have closed every year between 2017 and 2020.
Every year?
Every year.
1,000? First of all, that's a lot of goddamn malls.
I know.
And over 1,000 a year?
Over 1,000 a year. And from 1986 to 2017, they closed about 581 a year. I mean, at one point there was like 25,000 malls in the United States, and now there's barely 700.
Wow.
It's just crazy.
That is crazy. Wow.
Yeah. 87% of malls are predicted to close over the next 10 years. So if you love malls.
87% of the 700.
Yeah.
God, dog.
Mm-hmm. 2 million square feet of mall space was demolished in 2022, which is crazy.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Damn. But that was a big year. That was a big year. Because we were coming out of
2 million square
that's
feet.
That's a lot. A lot. But when you think about it, perspective, now that I think about that, it ain't. That's not a. How many malls is that?
That's, like that's the old post office.
What? Okay, right. So that's a.
Yeah, but that's like multiple floors. You know what I mean?
That's like, big malls, though, think man. Think of like that's not. That's only nine
small,
floors.
It's probably like small malls, like
small
single,
mall. That's you almost kick your ass. It almost did.
Single floor malls, like the one we were in today. That's an example of like a. This one isn't a small mall, but like. A single story, you know, the ones that you find in little towns, probably demolished.
Those shouldn't even count anyway.
Wow.
I'm just playing. No.
The majority of Americans do not live in large cities.
That's their fault.
No, anybody it's asked, just it's just vast.
Who asked
land.
Your ass to move out
Dario's
there?
Dario's just saucy.
No,
okay.
No.
You want everyone to live in a city? You want 300 million people to live in a city?
They do it overseas. Shit.
No, they don't.
They do.
Where?
Billion. It's a billion people in in China.
But not, it's not all city.
I mean, it's China. No, you're right. Yeah,
and China is doing. Huge.
Yeah, okay. I know. I know.
All right. Dario's just
no. Yeah, I'm being facetious.
He's showing his brain.
No, stop. Don't. That ain't my brain. That ain't my brain.
31% of new tenants in shutdown malls are coming in as pop-ups only.
That's what's killing the culture. That's what's killing it all, because like now the culture
is.
What
I think what's killing malls is online shopping.
Well, absolutely. I mean, without a doubt, that is hand over fist the reason. Yeah. But like now, malls don't have a chance because pop up.
Well, that's the only thing that's keeping these places open is the pop up, because no one wants to pay a 10-year lease on something that's going
to
be
especially
shut down.
For them, they're going to probably look to transition anyway to online. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
16% of emptied out. Shutdown malls have reopened as mixed-use centers. So it could be a mall and like a hospital or a food court or, you know, a larger mixed-use thing. So like think of Water Tower Place. You have part of it as a mall, but part of it is like these huge entertainment things like Disney was there and the Harry Potter experience and stuff like that.
Well, they just shut down a lot of shit.
Right, but they're like not just... the stores, not just retail.
Right.
There's like huge entertainment.
Like Oak Brook right now.
Like Oak Brook, yeah.
They got the little pop-ups. Yeah, right.
They have Downton Abbey stuff. 8% of these shutdown malls have been turned into warehouses, which makes a lot of sense.
For what?
It's a lot of space. Why build a new warehouse?
For Amazon.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, damn. Amazon is. I mean, Amazon, they not, but like they...
Trash. Anyone that's a billionaire is trash. 7% of shutdown... where malls have been turned into residential housing, and 4% into healthcare facilities hospitals or clinics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But a ton has been demolished.
Speaking of which, here, if you're wondering about, you know, all the square footage we talked about before, City, y'all, a lot of that has already been demolished also. Yeah. So a lot of the portion, but you can go and still see, you know, where... A lot of the engine, the warehousing space was there. Another cool thing is if you've been there, if you haven't been there to Four City back in its prime, they had what was called the Connections, which were underground tunnels, which is very, very cool. And the tunnels basically led from one end of the mall to the next, and it had shops down below. And I do partially remember that. See, I was like shorty when all that happened.
When they shut it down.
When they shut all, not when they shut it down, but like when I was going there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I was going, I was a shorty. So I remember seeing a lot of that stuff, but I didn't even realize. I thought it was you just going downstairs. right? I thought you was going downstairs. I didn't know that was part of the tunnel. So I can't even sit here and be like, oh, man, I knew that. But what's cool is they shut that down recently. You can go to the mall, and unfortunately, a lot of stuff is... absolutely closed down.
It is
quiet. You could probably, it's probably a total of 30 people in there, you know, walking around
max
people. But you can see one of the sections where you can go down into the tunnel, and they got it blocked off, which is cool to read about now. And knowing it as a kid, you know, that difference there is pretty crazy. It's like, wow, that I did not know that was such a big deal. And that kind of led to the point of all the passageway and the wires and piping and everything that was down there.
I mean, they do have their anchor store right now is JCPenney. That's what's kind
of the only anchor store.
Yeah, that's what's kind of keeping them going. The other ones are like probably like smaller business, like smaller brands, like nothing too crazy. There's a Rainbow in there.
Yeah, but it felt so good to, like, for me particularly, to go in there, because I hadn't been there in a long time.
I miss malls. Like, a lot of my childhood was spent in malls, so it's really weird to, like, not that I want to go to a mall per se, but like it's interesting to think that, like, teenagers growing up today don't get to have that experience of, like, going to a mall and, like, sitting in a food court and going to the movies and, like, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, well, that's the episode for today. Dario was drunk, so the conversation was limited.
No, it wasn't. The conversation was limited. No, it wasn't.
he was rubbing his head on top.
I probably heard the scratching. Yeah. Once I start scratching my head, it's a wrap.
It's over.
I'm done.
Over.
I'm done talking. Yeah,
yeah.
Good. But if y'all learned enough.
Wow. But if you enjoyed today's episode, please send it to someone you love. You can rate us. You can make sure you're subscribed. You can follow us on YouTube and Instagram and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And if you did not like today's episode, check out next week's episode. You might like that better.
Or stay tuned. Coming up shortly, Traveling Wild POC is going to come up this week for you. So
check back Thursday.
You know? Anyway, we out. Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy, or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace. Thank you.